The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 38, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 30th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: as the name and fame of a particular body is finished with the disappearance of the living spirit, similarly, if you do not look upon us, all our fame and activities, along with the Pandavas and the Yadus, will end at once.
So, this is the case not only with the Pandavas, but every one of us. When somebody dies, big man, big scientist, big politician, big philosopher, when he is dead, the big name, here is Mr. Nixon, here is Mr. Sir Isaac Newton, this is name. Nama Rupa Bhyam. Nama means name, and Rupa means form. So long we are living, our name, our fame, our form, our activities are glorious, very good. And as soon as the life is gone, nobody cares. It is a lump of matter, that's all. Now, when one is living, a big man, nobody can go before him or touch him. There are so many guards. But the same man, when he's dead, if he's lying on the floor, if somebody kicks on his face, nobody cares. Finish. So you should understand this, that after the disappearance of the body, soul, this so-called big name, big fame, important body has no value. And what is that soul? That soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, our energy of Krishna. So when the energy is withdrawn, or Krishna is not there, the energy, Krishna's energy and Krishna is no difference. Shakti shakti matayo abheda. Just like the sun. Sun is the shaktiman, energetic. And the sun sign is the energy. So long the sun sign is there, the sun is there. There is no difficulty. When the sun is not there, the sun's energy is also not there. Similarly, Krishna, so long Krishna is within us, within this body. Krishna's energy, there are two things are always. The Mayavadi philosophers, they do not accept the energy. Simply, they accept the energetic, impersonal. No. We must accept the energy and the energetic, both. Shakti parinam. Shakti. Shakti means energy. By the energy, everything is going on. The energetic is aloof. Just like the sun. We can very easily understand. The example is just before us. The sun is there. The sun sign is there. And within the sun globe, there is sun globe. But we, so-called scientists, we are studying the sun from 93 millions of miles away. And we are taking very pride that we are studying the sun. If you have studied sun, why don't you go there? Go there and enter into the sun planet. This is a material thing. And what to speak of spiritual thing? The sun sign is working because the sun globe is there, the sun god is there. Similarly, the material energy is working. This cosmic manifestation made of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. These are the eight ingredients of this material manifestation. So these eight materials, elements, their energies, separated energy, bhinna me prakriti astadha. And because the energetic is there, behind this energy, just like electric power, we are using electric power. But behind this electric power, there is the powerhouse and there is the engineer who is producing the power. The rascals, they do not understand this. They simply see the power, but behind the power, there is the power maker, the source of power. They do not understand it. Therefore, Krishna comes and says, well, I am the power maker. I am behind this power. Krishna personally comes because we have no eyes to see Krishna. Neither we can understand Krishna. He therefore comes. What kind of God? We are simply contemplating God. What is the form of God? God must be very old man, because he has created millions and millions of years ago. Therefore, he must be very old man. This is our contemplation we are going on. Therefore, God comes before you. Here, see, what is God? He is so kind. Jada jada hi dhanma saglani bhavati bharata. So God comes here in his person. He leaves behind him his instruction, just like Bhagavad Gita. He leaves behind him his devotees who can explain. But still we are so stubborn, we shall not accept God. This is the foolishness, mūḍha. They have been called mūḍha. Rascals, fools. God is there, God's energy is there. If you cannot see God, you see God's energy. Just like if you cannot see the electric powerhouse and the engineer who is within the powerhouse, generating the power. But you should understand, you are using electricity in so many ways. You are using in kitchen, you are using floor, cleansing, using your chick cleansing and so many things you are using. Your tape recorder, everything in your country especially, everything electrically. So one should inquire. That is intelligence. Yeah, where from this electricity is coming? So if you make research, that is intelligent research, then find here is an electric powerhouse. Similarly, if you further study who is running on this powerhouse, you'll find a human being. He's not impersonal, he's person. The electricity is impersonal. Even the powerhouse is also impersonal. But the man behind the everything, that is a person. Therefore, God is person. Logical conclusion. How he can be impersonal? Impersonal has no brain. Just like so many machines, now we have invented very wonderful machines. But the machine is not the brain. The operator is the brain. Why do they not understand? Therefore, Krishna says, mayat dhakshina prakriti suyati sacharacharam. You are seeing the energy or the wonderful action and reaction of this material manifest, cosmic manifestation. But don't think that they are working independently. No. I am behind them. So where is the difficulty to understand? From example, you can understand how things can go on nicely without a nice brain behind these things. Conclusion. Maya dhakshe, no? And Krishna says further, maya tatamidam sarvam abhakta murtina. Abhakta. Abhakta has also murti, a form. Just like the sky is abhakta, not manifest, but it has also a form, a round form, the universe. Without form, there is nothing. Everything has form. The so-called impersonal, that is also form. Just go to the ocean, and you will find a form, a big circle. That is also form. How you can say there is no form? So this formless, nirvishesha, you offer your prayers, nirvishesha shunyavadi. This is all foolishness. Zero, impersonal, this is all foolishness. Behind this impersonal feature and so-called zero, there is the supreme power. That is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara means controller. The nature is not controlling. The real controller is Krishna. Ichchanu rupamapi jasacha chestate sa. Brahma Sangita says, Prakriti. Prakriti is the deity, is Durga. So, it is said that she is working under the direction of Govinda. How she is working? Just like shadow. You have got your hand and the shadow is down. Your hand moves, the shadow moves. Similarly, the motion is set. This is scientific truth. Behind all these manifestation, there is a motion. And who set up that motion? Yesterday I was giving this example, just like shunting of big wagons in the railway line. One Indian gives the motion, pushes one wagon. And it pushes the other one, cut, like that. You might have seen it. So motion giver is Krishna. Otherwise, you can give very big name or very big form and dress. They're all useless. Useless. That is being explained by Kunti, that we are very big. People says we are Pandavas. Similarly, we have become famous how? Because you are our friend. Krishna is the friend of the Pandavas. Krishna is the friend of Arjuna, specifically. Therefore, Arjuna is so great warrior. He has got gigantic figure. So Krishna, Kunti knows that what is the value of my sons, Pandava. They are saying, oh, Pandavas are so big warriors and heroes. Similarly, Jadubhi, Krishna took birth in the Jadu dynasty. That is already explained. So Krishna has made famous the Jadu dynasty because he took his birth in that family. Therefore, two words are used here, Jadubhi, Sahapandava. The Pandavas are famous. And Jadu dynasty is also famous. Kevayam. Oh, what we are. What is our value? Kevayam. Namarupabhyam. Simply a so-called name and so-called form. Otherwise, without you, it is all useless. There is no value. Kevayam. The people do not understand. He is very proud of having a nice body, a nice name. I am American. I am Indian. I am this. I am German. So what is this? German, American, Indian. A bogus name and bogus form. That's all. It has no value. Just make Krishna minus. Everything is zero. Finish. This is fact, but people are so rascal, they do not understand this fact. And, who can deny it? If the body, the American body and Indian body are good name and big name, it has no consciousness, then what is the value? No value. Therefore it is said that Bhagavad Bhakti Bihinasa Jati Japastapa Kriya Apranasahi Dehasa Mandanang Lokaranjanam. So Krishna consciousness means consciousness is there. But this consciousness, what is this Krishna consciousness? This is Krishna consciousness. We have forgotten Krishna, therefore we simply say consciousness. Really, consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Because without Krishna, you cannot have consciousness. Therefore, the right name is Krishna consciousness, not consciousness. Right name is Krishna consciousness. Just like without sun, how there can be sunshine? Therefore we say sun sign, not sign. Sun sign. Therefore as soon as there is consciousness, it must be Krishna consciousness. If one makes Krishna minus, he's a rascal. He's a rascal. Consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Signing means sun sign. Sun sign means without sun, how there can be sun sign? Similarly, consciousness means Krishna consciousness. Without Krishna, how there can be consciousness? How it can be Krishna consciousness? This requires a little brain to understand. So the devotees, they have got brain. They understand. Just like Kunti. What is the value of our? We have so big, big men, Pandavas, Jadus. So what is the value? And he admits, Kevayam, Nama Rupa, simply big name and big form. It has no value. Bhavato Adarsanam, because Krishna was taking farewell, parting. So, regretting, Kunti regret that you will go, so we cannot see you, that if we cannot see you, then what is the value of our name, fame, this is? He's lamenting. bhavato arjan jarihi rishikanam iva isatu. It is exactly like the senses. Now we are after sense enjoyment. The material world means sense enjoyment. But without Krishna or without Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of sense enjoyment. The senses are there. You have got big hands, big legs, and everything big, big. But when there is no Krishna consciousness, even you cannot utilize this. Rishikana. Rishik means senses. Therefore, intelligent person, he knows that my senses without Krishna has no value. That is devotee. Therefore, so long my senses are active, it may be used for Krishna. That is bhakti. Right conclusion. Because without Krishna, these senses have no value. Therefore, there is some intimate relationship with my senses and Krishna. That's a fact. Because without Krishna, what is the value of your senses? Therefore, it is the duty of everyone to use the senses for Krishna. Just like the property of somebody should be used for him, not for others. I have given this example many times, perhaps you may remember. Suppose here is the assembly and there is $100 note is there, fallen from somebody's pocket. So, if I take or you take the $100 note and put here in the pocket, so here is $100 note, then you are a thief. Because that $100 note does not belong to you. You are taking it without his information. That means you are a thief. This is called bhog, enjoyment. And another is tag. One thinks, oh, why shall I touch it? Somebody's, let it remain there. I have no nothing to do. This is called tag, giving up. So the $100 note is the same. One is trying to enjoy it. And one is trying to give it up. Don't care for it. So both of them are fools. Bhogi and Tyagi. Bhogi means the karmis. The karmis, those who are working very hard, utilizing the scientists are utilizing the resources, material resources. That means all are making policy how to steal that note. That is their policy. The karmis. And another, while he was unable to steal, he says, oh, grapes are sour, there is no need of. That is tyagi. So though both the bhogis and tyagis, two classes of men will find. Mostly they are bhogis. They are trying to enjoy anything for his sense gratification, utility. And another, when he's baffled, he says, no, no, we don't require. Similarly, the same example, if one takes that note and says, somebody has lost his $100 note, sir. So one who has really $100, he says, yes, yes, I have. And if you deliver to him, that is real service. To give up that note or to take that note, both is useless. So similarly, karmi and tyagi, bhogi and tyagi, they are all useless. And bhakta, devotees, they know that everything belongs to Krishna. Now it should be offered to Krishna. That is real service. The same example. You take the $100 note and you ask, to whom this $100 note belongs, if you give it, that's a good service. That man becomes very much pleased upon you are so nice. Similarly, everything belongs to Krishna. What is this body? This body, the material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and then within the body, subtle, psychological, mind, intelligence, ego. So Krishna claims, all these eight elements are my separated energy. Then where is your body, your mind? You do not know even how this body is working. Although I am claiming this is my body. Take for example, just you are a tenant in an apartment. You are getting all supplies. But you do not know that how these, tap water is working, fire is working. You do not know. But you pay rent, or somehow or other you have occupied the apartment, you are utilizing. Similarly, we are utilizing this body, but this body does not belong to me. It belongs to Krishna. This is real fact. That this body means senses. Therefore, senses also belong to Krishna. Mind also belongs to Krishna. Everything I have got, I am a spirit soul. I have given the opportunity to utilize a certain type of body because I wanted it. Krishna has given me. Krishna is so kind. Je yatha mam prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajami aham. If you want a body of a king, Krishna will give you. You do the prescribed method. You get a body of a king. And if you want the body of a hog to eat stool, Krishna will give you. So Krishna is giving you the body. So now in the human form of life, one should understand that everything belongs to Krishna. So why I am hankering after satisfying my so-called body? Brother, I have got now the senses and the body, let me serve Krishna. That is intelligence. That is bhakti. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Here is the rishik word. Rishikana iva isatu. Rishikana. Rishik means the senses. That's the senses. Actually belong to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesa. Another name is Krishna, as you know. Rishikesa. Taya Rishikesena, Vidhisthitena, Yatha Karomi. So, Rishik means senses. These senses have no value without Krishna. Therefore, natural conclusion is, the senses belongs to Krishna. But I wanted some sense gratification, therefore Krishna has given us some facility. But everything belongs to Krishna. That when I forget that actually everything belongs to Krishna, I have been given some facility. That's all. So much. So when I have got this facility, why not utilize all these facilities for Krishna's satisfaction? That is called bhakti. Thank you very much.